Blog Talk Radio.
Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network, realfansportsnetwork.com.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Late Shift. I am Rodney Fisher, joined by my co-host, Royce Fisher. It is Friday. It's been a long week of sports, so we're going to get into a lot of different things that happened this week. Today is actually Free Friday, so we're taking your phone calls today, 323-927-2906, if you're listening to us live, or if you want to call in at any time at 10 p.m. on our show, is 323-927-2906. Today's show is being brought to you again by Rally House. So go to the website, rfsportsradio.com, click on the Rally House button where you're going to get free shipping for all your items for your college teams, your pro teams, whoever you support. You can get all their jerseys and everything else from Rally House by going to the website. So let's go ahead and bring on my co-host, the one man that makes everything possible in so many ways, Mr. Royce Fisher.
Well, hello, Rodney. How are you this Friday afternoon? Free Friday, as you call it.
I'm feeling pretty good today. I mean, it's Free Friday. Thank God it's Friday, number one. It's been a long week. Getting ready for the weekend. So Friday's kind of a Free Friday because we could talk about really anything. It doesn't have to necessarily be sports, could be news, could be pop culture, whatever. But it's basically just me and you getting a chance to kind of talk like we always do.
Okay. And, you know, on next Friday, we'll be in the Big Apple, New York City. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, live from New York City next Friday night. That's going to be a big, big show.
Yeah, but I'm not looking forward to 1 degree weather. That's the only bad thing about it. I am looking forward to New York, though, but not the weather.
Well, leading up into the All-Star Game coverage we will be doing, we're going to have a series of guests next week. A lot of those guests have yet to be officially confirmed, but stay tuned. Go to the website, rfsportsradio.com, where you can find our guest list for next week. But we're going to have some guests on the show next week, Roy, so they can be back to more of our normal type of show. And again, want to thank everyone for listening to us for the last 3 days. The numbers look great, so we're going to continue to do this and give you guys a chance to keep hearing our voice. So before we get started with our Free Friday kind of, going back and forth, talking about different things, we want to take a quick look at the headlines. And the game that everybody's really paying attention to tonight had to be the top team in the East versus the top team in the West, as the Atlanta Hawks put up 124 points on the Golden State Warriors, who are supposed to be the best defense in the league, but put up 124 points and beat Golden State 124-116. And I saw the fourth quarter of that game, and I haven't seen a game with that much enthusiasm in Atlanta in a long time. Even when they were up big, I mean, all the fans stayed to the final buzzer. They cheered the team on. It was really a playoff atmosphere for Atlanta, and I think Atlanta really looked at that game as they kind of, although they won 19 games in a row, this, to them, I think, was their coming-out party by beating the top team in the West, and now they have sole possession of the number one record in the NBA.
And you know what's so weird about it? At the beginning of the season, they were talking about moving and selling the team, and people weren't showing up to the game. But I'm pretty sure that's not a problem now because, man, they are on fire. They're the hottest team in the – I mean, this just made them the number one team. You know, to beat Golden State. So it really does change the whole atmosphere in Atlanta. You know, it's much needed because look at the fire, because they're a big fall from grace. And the baseball team, the Atlanta Braves, hadn't been too hot lately. But listen, man, they have to be fired up in Atlanta about the Hawks, man. They got to be the hottest team in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they got to be, if they haven't gained your attention yet. I think the win tonight would really put them on the map for you if you're a basketball fan or follow the NBA in any kind of way. And I have a real strange kind of feeling that next week in New York, even though we'll be in New York City, we'll be surrounded by all the stars of the NBA, both past and present. I think the Hawks would be the story of the weekend because you got three all-stars. You got guys competing in all the different events except for the slam dunk. And their head coach will be coaching the Eastern Conference, too. So I think a lot of that weekend is going to be about the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, and also Golden State. So those two teams are going to be represented very well, and both coaches are there. But I tell you what, I bet the Hawks will sell out now. I guarantee they'll sell out now.
Absolutely. Another quick sports news before we jump into some topics here. There was a little controversy with Chris Paul from last night and their loss that they had last night, where he said some things about a female referee. Of course, we'll talk more about that as we get more information about it. But the referees union is pretty upset about some of the things he said, referring to the female referee as her or she, and saying that maybe she's not right for the game. And now the NBAPA, the Players Association, says they are firmly behind Paul. They'll stick with him. And of course, Chris Paul at one time was going to be the president of the NBAPA. So he has some pretty powerful friends over there, and they're going to stand by him. I think this is kind of a story really about nothing to me, but who knows?
Well, right now I happened to see that game last night. It was really out of frustration what he said. He probably wanted to say something else. But, you know, I saw the call. I saw the whole thing. She was right in the call. And you can tell Chris Paul was getting frustrated. And this is not the first time I've seen him frustrated. Back in his Pelican days, he used to get really upset. But that's what he does when they're getting their butt kicked. So they were getting a pretty good butt whooping last night.
And the Cavaliers lose tonight to the Indiana Pacers. They stopped their 12-game win streak. We talked a little bit about Joseph Randle being arrested, or at least we thought was going to be arrested. Wasn't officially taken into the station or handcuffed, but did have a charge of marijuana possession. And those charges have been dropped, although his ex-girlfriend has been given a protective order because she said that Joseph Randle threatened her with the baby involved as well, too. So I guess more will come out of that particular story, and we'll talk a little bit about the local teams here as well. I want to remind you guys, you can always go back and download our show at on iTunes, search for RF Sports Radio or for The Late Shift. You can also listen to 24-hour sports talk on our network on the TuneIn Radio app by going to RFSN, or just go to our website, rfsportsradio.com. So now that it's Free Friday, you know, we don't have a lot of time on our show, so I want to kind of get straight to this.
Okay.
And the thing I want to talk to you about, Mr. Fisher.
You going to go first?
I'm going to go first. The topic I want to bring up to you, and there's a reason why I brought this topic up, because I started thinking about something that happened in sports recently, and it just made me think of you for some strange reason. But let me kind of lay the groundwork for this particular topic or question. So, as many people that have listened to our show for the last 5 years may know, I am a dad, I am a father, I have three beautiful girls. My oldest girl is 15 years old, and she's played sports at her time. She played basketball for a little bit, now she does drill team and cheerleading, things of that nature. So as a dad, I know dads listening can kind of understand this, but, you know, when your kids start playing sports, you always want to tell them about kind of your days when you played sports. And, you know, I'm not bragging, not saying that I was some kind of four-star recruit or some kind of phenom, anything like that. But it was kind of good to be able to take, you know, my kids into the junior high school and places like that and get my name in the rafters on certain teams and things of that nature. But this is not about me. So,
okay.
Since you are my father, as many people already know, I can remember, you know, some stories that you used to tell about your sports history when you were younger in high school and college. And so I just want to go ahead and go on record, if you could, and kind of maybe dispel some of the maybe myths from fact and kind of give people a little bit more information about your sports background as a player and some of the things that you actually did, because I just for the sake of fact checking purposes, because as we know, stories change over years, you know, and as a father, you always want to put yourself in a good light, but I thought maybe you want to have this time and explore on Free Friday to be free and feel like you can tell more of the truth about some of your sports stories.
You know, it's there are no myths. Everything I told you was absolute truth. Some of it is a little made up, but when you're a father, you can make up stuff if it's going to motivate your kid. You know what I mean? They have no way of fact-checking half the stuff you say anyway, but you use it more so as a motivational tool. And I do have a picture at East Texas State from 1971 when I played basketball. I eventually didn't finish the season, but I made the team. We just put it at that, and I do have my picture in East Texas State, and if you want to fact check that, we can make a trip down there and verify that.
Okay,
but, you know, there's nothing wrong with making up sports stories about yourself. Everybody exaggerates a little bit, but, if you use it as a motivational tool to inspire your kid or to, you know, not to compare them with what you did in your day and what they're doing now, that's a bad way to do it, is to compare them to you, but if you use it to motivate them and, you know, get them interested, it's nothing wrong with it. So I think you can get away with that. Because, you know, parent, as a parent, there's no book to being a parent, so you just really have to play it by ear.
So let me just say, though, you know, for the record, for everyone listening out there.
But some of it's true,
I've been to East
true.
Texas State a number of times inside the gym, and I've never seen this picture. I just want to state that for the record.
You never seen the picture?
I've never seen the picture. So if anyone listening is a student on faculty, cleans the restroom, no matter what you do, if you send us a picture of that, I promise you I got something special for you. I really do.
Well, you know,
you've also told me that you played baseball. Is that true?
Absolutely. I played baseball for Exline Park. For a number of years, Woody Harrison was the coach, and he's since gone. But that was my first love because we had, you know, we didn't have a Woody Rickson in our neighborhood. I grew up in South Dallas, and it was Eckstein Park. It was just a block and a half from my house, and my elementary school was right across the street from the park. So every day after school, before I went home, I went to the park. A lot of times my mom had to come up there and get me, and that's when I started playing baseball. The ball can beat you up, and I think that discouraged me from baseball because I had a lot of injuries from baseball, believe it or not, because we didn't have the best field. But sure, I played baseball, I played basketball in elementary school and junior high, and didn't play in high school. Everybody that I grew on me, I was one of those slow growers. And I play a little football. So, you know, all that is true. And I do have my mom, bless her heart, still alive, can verify a lot of that by me. So,
well, we might have to have
but
on
if
the
you want to tell
now.
Your kids a story, I won't say a word. I keep my mouth shut. Right. But listen, let me get on to my question.
Okay.
Before the night's over with. I have two questions. Can I ask two?
Yeah, you can ask to. It's Free Friday. Do what you want to do.
Okay. The first question, which of the following players is most deserving of a big money contract? And I'm going to name the players. Dez Bryant, Marshawn Lynch, DeMarco Murray, Dasamuka Kungsu, and Russell Wilson.
Who's more deserving of a big
players?
Money contract?
Of a big money contract.
Well, okay, number one, if I had to, you know, I think they're all deserving. Everybody should get paid. But if I had to pick the one person that's the most deserving, would have to be Russell Wilson because he plays quarterback. He's won a Super Bowl in his first 3 years in the league. And he's a quarterback. He's going to get the most money out of that group. But if you take him out of the equation because he's a quarterback, Then the next person on my list would have to be Dez Bryant. Over DeMarco Murray, over Marshawn Lynch, over Stu.
Why did I think you was going to say that?
Well, number one, as you know, I'm a huge Cowboy fan. And Dez, to me, is the heart and soul of that team. He's the one walking up the sideline, getting in guys' faces, pumping up the team, telling everybody it's not over. He's making those spectacular catches when they need a boost on offense. And I know the running back position, you take such a beating from game to game. It could change on a dime. I know Marshawn Lynch is great. DeMarco Murray had the best season by any Cowboys running back, and that's saying a lot for the running backs we've had from Jordan.
And that's better than Emmitt Smith.
Right. but I have to go with Dez Bryant.
Okay, so your top two would be Russell Wilson and Dez Bryant.
Be Dez Bryant.
Right.
And then from there, I would go probably Marshawn Lynch on a short-term deal, though, just a couple years. Then Sue, then DeMarco Murray last.
You put DeMarco Murray, the league-leading rusher.
He had to be last for me.
My list is a little different. I'd have to go Russell Wilson, DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, Dominican Sue, and Marshawn Lynch. I'm sorry.
You think DeMarco Murray should make more money than Dez Bryant?
We didn't say more money. I said deserving of a big money contract. Now, Dez Bryant makes more than he does anyway. Right?
Right.
We said a big money contract, but I think Russell Wilson should be number one. Okay, let me move on to my second question, because I know you're a big Cowboy fan, so I'm not going to win that argument anyway. Okay, my second question is, do you think the Atlanta Hawks are for real?
I would say yes. Anytime you win 19 games straight, and you beat some of the teams that they beat both in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference.
They beat everybody.
They beat Golden State tonight.
Everybody.
I think they are for real. And what makes them for real to me, because some of these players have been there for a while. Kyle Korver's been there for a while. Al Horford's been there for a while. Jeff Teague. I mean, they had that same squad almost to a T. last two seasons. But what makes the biggest difference for me, making them a real contender, is the head coach. People underestimate Mike Budenholzer coming under Greg Popovich, being with him for so long. He's got them playing the right system, the spacing. They pass more than any other team in the league. I just feel like defensively they're sound. They're really ready to make the next step because of the head coach that they have. So, yeah, I do believe they are for real.
Now, wouldn't that make for a great NBA Finals, Atlanta and Golden State? Man, I mean, that would be a seven-game series. Man, that would be much TV, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I'd rather cover the finals by going to Atlanta than going to Cleveland. I tell you that much. I'd much rather party in Atlanta than party in Cleveland.
Absolutely. But, man, what a great final that would be. Two teams that had never been there, you know what I mean, in a long time, and two of the best team-oriented teams to play, and some of the best players. I mean, that would be a great series. Wow.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You're right. I'm with you on that.
Those are my two questions that were finding me today.
All right. Well, I got my questions in. You got your questions in. So let's jump into the last segment of our show, about 10 minutes left to go. And I have 10 true false statements, okay? So I'm going to read these statements for us, and I'll get your opinion on them. We'll talk about it for a little bit and move on. But I've got 10 true false statements, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
One starts kind of where you left off. The Atlanta Hawks will win the East. True or false?
Okay, repeat the question.
The Atlanta Hawks will win the East.
At this point, I have to go two. March, I may change my mind, but as of today, I would say yes.
I'm going to say false.
Say true.
I think when they get in the playoffs, the NBA is going to figure out some kind of way to move another team in there, Chicago or Cleveland or something, somebody with some experience. So, all right, the next one is the Warriors will win the West.
I'm going to go true.
I think they'll finally do it this
okay.
year. They've been in the playoffs a few times. I think they'll do it this year.
They knocked on the door a couple of times, right?
RG3 will finish next season as the Redskins' starting quarterback.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. I would say two. New coach. New system.
Even though they just put out a big letter to fans that did not include
His name wasn't even mentioned.
You still feel like
and his name wasn't even mentioned.
Right. You still feel like you're finished the season as Redskins starter?
I think so. I think this would be his comeback year. Better be his comeback year.
I think false. I think false. I think he may start the season, but I don't think he'll finish the season as a Redskins top guy. All right, the Kentucky Wildcats, the men's basketball team, will go undefeated this year.
False.
I think
basketball
false.
Because on any given night, anybody can beat anybody.
The one game that they lose, I hope, is before they go into the tournament, though. I think once they get in the tournament, they want to beat them.
Absolutely.
All right, next true false. The Mayweather and Pacquiao will fight.
False.
I say true.
I say true.
I think they've been closer now.
Well, are we talking about this year or ever? Are we
talking
about this year?
Ever.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, yes. Because I'm going to tell you, yeah, I said. Yeah, that's fine. I said true. Only because the public is demanding
it. They won't fight this
year? I don't think they'll fight this year. But I think the public is demanding it. And one way to make sure the fight does happen is whoever fights and it's not those two, don't buy the fight.
Yeah.
Protest the fight. Tell them that's not what we want. If I'm going to pay for a fight, it's going to be one I want to see.
I think if Mayweather and Pacquiao don't fight on May 2nd, I think the last thing Obama's going to do before he leaves office is make it a mandate that they fight each other.
Looks like he's going to be an act of Congress.
Yeah, it's going to have to be. All right, next one is Tiger Woods will win a major this year.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a good one. I say false.
I say true.
Because according to my sources, he's supposed to have these back problems again, and I don't look for him to come back this year, basically.
I say true.
I mean, if he's going to go out here to every other tournament, he might as well stay off the rest of the year. So I say
he's had nine straight tournaments where he's either withdrawn or missed the cut nine straight times. So, the next question is a follow-up question follow-up statement to the one we just read, and that's Tiger Woods win a tournament, not a major, just any tournament.
Wow, that's a good one. It's hard to say. Because I have just a little faith left in Tiger, I believe, but I wouldn't put any money on it. I say yes. I hope that he bounces back. I would love to see him bounce back. It would be great for the sport of golf if he bounced back. So I have one little ounce of hope. I say yes. to
I say yes, because I think you win a major. So I say yes for sure. All right, the Oklahoma City Thunder will make the playoffs.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. After tonight's game, they played the Pelicans. Pelicans won at last second. And these teams have split back and forth. I say they will. If they stay healthy, I say they will. But if Russell Westbrook goes down, you can forget it. I don't think they can win it without Russell Westbrook. Yeah, Westbrook. Yeah, I know Durant. They've been winning without Durant. And I don't think they could sustain wins without Westbrook. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. All right, next.
I kind of hope the Pelicans slide in. You know,
finish
and Pelicans go have something to say about
that.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so the next two that I have are a little more personal, okay? The first one is I will hit a ace or really a hole in one this year in golf.
Can you repeat the question?
I said I would
hit
have a hole in
one
on a par three this year in golf.
False.
I say true.
Because as long as we've been playing, you haven't had one yet.
I say true.
I say false. I say that's a myth.
I say true.
I say admit.
All right.
I say false.
And the last true false statement for Free Friday kind of goes around what we talked about, you know, at the start of the show. And this true false statement, I want you to think about it long and hard before you answer. You could beat me in a game of 25.
True.
False.
And I'm going to give you a little heads up. Three more years, I'd be a senior citizen. So you got 3 years to beat me. But as of right now, I don't think you can beat me in 25. Okay? Are we playing horse, right?
No, we're playing 25.
Oh, 25 to 25?
21,
yeah,
25,
I
whatever you
want to
do.
Well, I tell you what, I think I can. And to satisfy the fans. When we have a little game to 25, and then we can come back on air and tell exactly who won.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I'm glad you said that because right here on the air on Free Friday, I want to challenge you to a game of 21, 25, 10, whatever you want to play to, on the Black Tops of New York City next weekend. I want to go to Rucker Park. I want to go wherever we can go. I want to play you on that blacktop of New York City and play you to a game of 10, 21, 25, whatever you want to go.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to play in New York next week in 1 degree weather. I forfeit. But I will play you 21. I will. Yeah,
we're going to the basketball mecca. We're going to the basketball mecca.
I'm not
going to
play in the snow and ice.
To play on the blacktops in New York.
No, why do I have to be in New York? I challenge you to a game of 21, best 2 out of 3, and we can come back on the air and report it one. Deal?
Yeah? I want to play in New York City, man. I want to go to Rucker Park
and play
21.
I on one condition. Okay?
All right.
Here's the condition. All right? You wear a basketball outfit. You have
jersey. Like shorts and a jersey?
Yeah.
All right. I will.
No hat. Huh? And then
I'll
play
you at Rucker Park. I will.
Okay. Sounds like it did. But I tell you to a game 21 anyway.
All right. Okay. Well, let's make that happen then.
And you have three years left to beat me.
I'm
retiring after 3 years.
Well, I thank everyone for tuning in to Free Friday. Make sure you check us out all next week, starting on Monday, when we'll be live from Bozeman, Montana. with, and I can give you guys a quick update on what they have in Bozeman, Montana, because right now I'm just hoping I don't run into a mountain lion or run into Bigfoot, one of the two. So we'll be coming live from Montana next week before we head out to the All-Star Game. Thank everyone for listening. Check us out on the website, rfsportsradio.com. Until next week, keep listening. Have a good weekend.
Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do. That's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network, realfansportsnetwork.com.